Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A change of seasons means adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow, or all of the above on the same day. This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. With all-condition traction and materials and features to keep you comfy and dry no matter what, you'll be ready for anything. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Comedy, science fiction, improvisation. Once considered three incompatible elements, they now stand at the core of the most remarkable series ever committed to digital audio storage. Incidentally, a medium far superior in every way to cassette tape. I'm Rhys Tirado, reporter for the quarterly Frequency Botherers Digest. In this special behind-the-scenes episode, I have been given unrestricted access to the creative minds behind the phenomenon that is Stellar Firma, and I will be trying to figure out what makes them go tick-tock, tick-tock, ring-ring, genius time. Join me as we go behind the waveform. I was able to sit down with the show's co-creators, award-winning actor Ben Meredith and award-adjacent actor, writer, and showrunner Tim Meredith, at their acclaimed Brighton Fruit Squeezeria, the Brothers Mirror Juice. How did Stellar Firma initially come into being?
Oh, gosh. Well, Ben tells it better, but I'll start. We're talking about how it came into being, Ben.
Sorry, I was just kaling up some broccoli for the latest smoothie inventions. What are we talking about?
We're talking about how Stellar Firma.
Oh, Stellar Firma. Stellar Firma. Yes, I remember that.
It was a winter's day, so we were inside because we've got very thin skin. And we were hoping to find a way to enrich the world. That sounds big.
Well, I mean, was it the world? I think I like to think of it more in solar terms. You know, for example, they're looking into Mars and there might be some bacteria there or frozen. And what I'd really love is for them to just unthaw the little bastards and just play them some Stellar Firma.
Yeah. Is that too much to ask? We said no, and so the show is born.
Often described as the audio comedy slash sci-fi slash improv mavericks of your generation, have you ever been concerned with being too cutting edge?
Can an intellect be too sharp? Could you cut another with your mind? It's a risk.
You certainly haven't cut me, dear brother of mine.
I'll get you. I'll get you. I'll get you.
You'll get me the day you win an award.
Oh, it's... Yeah, it's not... We're not doing that here. No, we've always wanted to just not intimidate people with our work. Some art is too aggressive, too confrontatory, if that is a word, which I hope it is. We wanted something that is more like a cuddly little bear, but you open up a bear, it's full of razor blades, but don't open up the bear and you'll be fine. So you can look for danger, yes, but if you don't want to, don't worry about it.
Absolutely. Our intellects are our swords, our katanas, our kukris, covered in cotton wool, soft bedding,
cheese.
A little duvet, a cheese, a particularly soft and fluffy cheese.
The answer is no.
Yes. No, absolutely.
Ben, did you ever regret the risk you took starting a podcast as two straight white men? Did you ever think that maybe the world wasn't ready for that combo?
I mean, these kind of things do cross your mind. Is the market ready?
Ben, can I stop you there? Mm-hmm. I just have a word in my mind, and that word is brave. Is that too much?
No. Courageous, I think.
Yeah. We just felt that the world was ready because we respect it.
There was a white cis male hole in the podcast market, and by goodness, we took it.
To pave the way.
Absolutely.
Tim, you've yet to receive any awards for your work on the show. Why do you think this is?
I don't go in for conspiracy theory. I think that we did land on the moon. I think that Mars contains maybe bacteria, nothing more. But there are times... Well, let's put it like this. The Catholic Church did a real number on Galileo. So is it too much to believe that maybe the global forces are trying to put me down? I think no. But for legal reasons, I think it's because the votes went against me.
I have an alternative theory. The awards lie where the talents do.
No, I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's the case.
Well, I mean, one award is an accident. Two awards may be a coincidence.
No.
Three and more? Just no. No, that's a trend.
No, I think that's a conspiracy. I think it's a way to put down the talented. I think it's a way to... exclude me for the things I've done and said. Sure, I've been thrown out a lot of parties, but that doesn't mean I shouldn't win awards, even if the parties were for those awards, mostly attended by judges. They should put that from their mind. A thrown punch bowl doesn't mean that my acting isn't good.
Well, we shall see what the judges think at the 2022 International Juicery Awards.
But they hate me.
It is well documented that a great number of the actors that have featured on Stellar Firma over the years have died or disappeared in uncertain circumstances. Christian St. Bellamy, who played Sigmund Shankere, died in a wind hiking accident in the Seychelles. Eldorado Slim, who appeared as Angry Jim, was lost with all hands during an aquatic dinner theater sinking near the Isle of Man. And Dame Trudy Clench, remembered as the much-loved pile of meat with a fork in it, walked out of her Bicester caravan during one fateful Tony Blackburn-themed dinner dance, never to be seen again. But some have survived. Among them, one of the Merediths' closest collaborators on the shows, Jennifer Hoffek, best known for her portrayal of Hartrow Pilts. I spoke with her at her summer chateau in the south of the north of France. How did you first get involved with the show?
Are we really doing this? I didn't really expect, Reese, that we were rehashing Stellar Firma today. I'm surprised people are even still talking about that show, to be honest. It's, you know, some people move on, and I've obviously moved on. You look around here, it's a lovely, quaint little settlement I've arranged for myself, and it's just, you know, the work that I'm doing right now, it's very important. But I understand. I mean, if I take a moment and I just think about, obviously, the fans. And, you know, it was a part of my life that I like to not revisit very often, but I do get it. And I do love my fans, no matter how they find me. So I will answer your question, Rhys. I first got involved in the show because my agent, Larissa Nakay, she contacted me. I think this must have been several years back. And Larissa was like, "Oh, Jenny, we've got this quirky little science fiction show. You really must do it." And at the time, I was in between jobs. I had just gotten this new haircut, and I was trying some new things. And, you know, I heard science fiction, and Larissa's really never thrown me a curveball. She's pretty solid. So I said, "All right, let's do it." Now, the thing was, once you get involved in Stella Firma, much like the show, there's no un-getting involved. You're in. Obviously I signed something and was unable to extract myself from that creative project. But that's neither here nor there. But yeah, so that's how I got involved. I had a haircut.
Hartro is possibly best remembered for her use of feet and mouths as a form of punishment. What inspired you to introduce that element of her character?
Oh, with the feet. Everybody. I mean, it's unreal. Do you know how many photographs of my feet? They're papered all over the tabloids here. I mean, I've actually embraced it, and I like wearing. I have several sandals that I wear, and I have a local beach I go to, and I often walk barefoot there. You know, if you can't beat them, join them, the feet lovers. The feet thing just came up basically. I was doing the show, and Tim Meredith, obviously you spoke to him. Yeah, he just won't shut up. He keeps talking all the time, and you know, it was very clear that Hartrow had to review for these shows. She had to review their planets and da 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 da. I couldn't get a word in edgewise. So, I mean, I tried several things. I tried socks, but then obviously the line David and the socks, and so then every time I tried to put a sock in Tim's mouth, they'd be like, David would react. So the producers were like, "Don't do the sock." So I was like, "Okay, fine, what do I can do?" I tried shoving some pencils in there one time, and obviously that hurt Tim, which was, unagreeable. And so I was just sitting there one day, and he was blah, 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 like he does. And I just sort of just raised my foot and just popped it in. And, you know, everybody's like, "Oh, it's so, you know, sexual undertones." I mean, come on. If somebody's yabbering and you've tried everything, and I mean, it literally, the foot rose on its own and just went right in. But as time went on, I hate to say it, but I think Tim liked it because, and I'm not, well, take that as you will, but he started misbehaving on purpose, and I know he was, and he would look at the foot, like, expecting it to come. I was like, "I'm not giving you the foot. I'm not doing that." So I don't know if you noticed, but as the seasons went on, the foot became less of a thing, and So that's all I really need to say about that.
Prior to Stellar Firma, you were an accomplished riverboat gambler and gun for hire. What drove you towards acting?
I don't normally talk about that period of my life. I've done some things. I've seen some things. And I've been at the crux of some accidents. And we'll call them accidents. Basically, I got in trouble with some people you don't want to get in trouble with. And I was trying to make my mark, and I fell in love. So turns out, I get some mail, and I open it up, and this is my next mark. And guess who it is? Well, if it's not the love of my life. And Gary and I had been together, living in a flat in the UK, a basement flat, and you know, we'd been making ends meet. Gary was having a hard time, and he was involved with some nasty people. And unfortunately, those nasty people were the nasty people that employed me. So yeah, came down to love or life, and I chose life. So Gary was my last job.
Since Stellar Firma, you have worked on mostly hard-hitting dramas in theater. Why the move away from comedy?
I never wanted to do comedy. small comedy, I call it. I mean, how easy is that? You know, make people laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Easy. So I thought, you know, what's for me is the tough stuff, the drama, the make them cry, make them think, make them wonder, make them feel. And I just said to my agent, you know, get me that. I mean, I want to be on a stage for 5 hours with one lamp and a gun. And just give it to me and I'll make it work. And I've been doing some amazing theater lately. I've opened up my own theater company and I've constructed a theater down the road from my chateau. It's called the Deep, Deep Existence. And we do plays that make people think, and that's it. So, you know, if you're ready to stop playing around and you want to see something real, come there. Please come there and see something. We've got availability most nights.
Would you ever go back?
Reese. Oh, does a butterfly go back in the chrysalis? I mean, does a child open a present on Christmas Day and then go, oh, no, I won't have this doll, and put it back in the box and wrap it up? I mean, does somebody say, oh, no, I do not want a birthday cake, even though it's my birthday? I think you and I know the answer to that. And the answer is absolutely not. There is no way, no how, you're getting me back there. I'm moving on. My pastures are green and I am flying high. And anybody who has a look around here just sees, you know what, Jenny? You know that Jenny? That Jenny Offick? She's winning.
Not all of the stars of Stellar Firma remained actors after the show finished. The beloved vent-dwelling coward Enola was played by Helen Gould, who now works as a journeyman metallurgist at Kim Bolton Ironworks in Cambridgeshire.
How did you first get involved with the show?
What? Sorry, what was that?
How did you first get involved with that?
I later visited Helen again after her shift near the village well. How did you first get involved with the show?
Oh, Reese, it's lovely to see you. Big fan. I'm always happy to talk about Stella Firma. You know, it was a really, really fun time. I had a lot of, you know, it's obviously a comedy, so there was a lot of laughter, a lot of joy in the room working with the Merediths. It's just a shame that the incident happened and I can't really... I can't play any more fictional characters on podcasts. But you know what? You live and learn. You live and learn and, you know, occasionally get cursed. But you live and learn. You live and learn.
How do you think working on Stellar Firma has impacted your life?
I mean, if I'd never done Stellar Firma, then, you know, I wouldn't have ended up discovering my true love, which is for iron and, you know, blacksmithing. And that's obviously my life's calling. Honestly, I'd say that working on Stellar Firma probably changed my life. I mean, if it wasn't for that and, you know, for the incident, then I wouldn't be here today in this, you know, this very idyllic setting with my tools and my lovely blocks of metal.
Since the show, you haven't appeared in any productions, preferring metalworking instead. Why?
Oh, well, yes, obviously I'd love to be in other productions. It's just a shame that obviously I can't actually be on podcasts really much anymore in terms of like a voice acting capacity because of the incident. But it would be really nice if I could go back to playing characters. I can't even play characters on the radio now, actually, because of the incident. But as myself is fine. It's just since, you know, what happened. Yes. But it would be nice, but not a good idea. Not a good idea, yes.
If you could talk to Enola right now, what would you say?
If I could talk to Enola, I would say, I hope you enjoy that star puncher as much as I enjoy punching iron. And I would also tell them to seduce an alien for me. Yes.
During the original run of Stellar Firma, there was much talk of your torrid love affair with Joe Brush Gently, who played Trexel's broom on the show, and the much-publicized fallout of your 46-hour annulled marriage.
Oh, yes! Joe, what a lovely lady. Yeah, what about it?
Nothing. I just wanted to mention it. Perhaps rather fittingly, the firm favorite of most fans of Stellar Firma was the pitiless murderer of millions and Station AI Imogen, played by Imogen Harris. As part of agreeing to be interviewed, she insisted we meet at a secret cabin in the Swiss Alps as she is currently evading capture from Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs for her part in a barley water import-export scandal. How did you first get involved with the show?
It's quite a funny story, actually. It was 1957, and me, Richard Bryars, Sherilyn Fenn, Zippy Off Rainbow, and Queen Caroline of Naples, who was 126 at the time, if you can believe it, had all cooked up this wizard plan to smuggle cuckoo clocks out of the Reichstag during their annual Halloween fancy dress competition. Now, it was all going swimmingly until Dickie, bless him, tripped over the ambassador to Poland. He was dressed as the second member of ABBA. Down come his trousers, cuckoos everywhere, and the ensuing confusion, Ben Meredith turns to me, says, "Do I want to be in a podcast?" And I said, "Yeah."
Initially, Imogen was intended to be a magical horse that accompanied David on their adventures. Why do you think that was changed?
That was changed? Oh, I've been playing her as a horse this whole time. Well, I hope it's okay.
Ban Ki-moon described your character as the ultimate destiny of all life, cold, calculating, digital intelligence. Do you think your character is a good role model to future generations?
Dear old Ban, what a character. No, if I get my way, there won't be any future generations.
What is your favorite memory from working on the show?
Well, that's that's an excellent question. So many memories. I'd have to say Tuesday.
During the course of these interviews, I also took some time to speak with the production staff at Rusty Quill, who ensured that the show actually aired and didn't sound like mounds of hot, hot garbage. Producer Katie Seaton and editor Maddie Searle spoke to me via satellite link from within their fortress of solitude. What was it like working with two of the greatest minds of fiction?
Two of the greatest... Oh, do you mean Tim and Ben? That was fine.
Yeah, it was all right. Wouldn't say it was like a life-changing experience or anything, but it was good fun. Yeah, we had a nice time.
How do you contain such raw talent?
Well, I normally have a weekly meeting, and then sometimes I need to send them some messages and things. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, we don't have to do a huge amount, apart from maybe like give them some compliments to keep them happy.
Oh yeah, the compliments are important.
Yeah, I think and sending like flowers once a month is also a good shout. Greases the wheels a bit.
They're very sensitive boys.
Yeah.
What was the hardest thing about working on the show?
I think one of the trickier things, it was relatively easy ride most of the time, but one of the trickier things was there tended to be a lot more toilet humour in the recordings than was appropriate for the episodes, and so there was a lot of farting and belching that I had to kind of edit out, but otherwise it was, as I say, relatively plain sailing.
I don't know what all that farting was about.
Yeah.
It was strange.
I'm not really sure where that came from, but...
Yeah, it had nothing to do with space, really. It's just... Well, we dealt with it anyway.
Yeah, maybe we need to ask them about their diets. Maybe that's what we need to do.
I've heard people have a good luck with gluten-free and that sort of thing sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Since I switched to porridge in the mornings, it's been a lot better for me personally, so...
Yeah, maybe mention that to them, Reese.
The descriptions of characters and settings in Stellar Firma varied wildly throughout the show. What point were you making when you decided to do this?
Well, I didn't decide that.
Me neither.
You got any other questions?
Some have called the show's style of comedy shallow and frivolous. How do you respond to that?
Oh, right, hold on. I say that such people might not be taking into account the searing critique on the capitalist system.
Yeah, I do appreciate that kind of angle, but also... If it is shallow and frivolous, then, well, that's fine. That's great. People need a bit of a laugh now and then. Why not? Fill your boots.
With the show now out of production, because the Merediths wanted it to be and not because of an ongoing copyright infringement case from the estate of Monty Python, we now have to move on and find new meaning in our lives. but not before we return to the brothers one final time. How would you like Stellar Firma to be remembered by history?
I mean, you know, one always wants to be remembered for their art, but I mean, it would just be nice to be remembered, I suppose.
Behind the Waveform was written and produced by me, Reese Tirado, for the quarterly Frequency Botherers Digest. For more information, go to www.bothermywaveform.biz.
Stellar Firma is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 international license.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stellar Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.